Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, all part of the Golf Radio Network, and we thank you for locking it in. As always, you can find us online simply, jjthegolfguy.com, proudly brought to you by OSM Networks. Joining us on the program, a guest that is, well, very, very interesting, to say the least. We welcome Barry Darso. He's joining us from Minnesota. And Barry, thanks for joining us on the program, first of all.
Jody, thank you. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Now, for some of our listeners, the name Barry Darso might not ring a bell, but fill us in on what your athletic background is, and then we will get into your golf exposés. But tell us what you did prior to doing what you're doing now, and we will fill in the blanks in between.
I was a professional wrestler for almost 18 years. I was Demolition Smash, Crusher Khrushchev, the Repo Man, Crusher Darso, Man Mountain Darso, and a number of other names.
Excellent. And Barry Darso, obviously your shoot name. And Barry, we want to take the opportunity, first of all, to just say that I know a lot of our listeners were big fans of the wrestling, especially the Demolition era. And I know for myself, possibly, I can say for certain, one of the greatest tag teams I ever watched. And when I was growing up around 8, 9 years old, posters of you all over my wall. And I'm sure you
know that a lot. I appreciate that. It's nice to have fans. If we didn't have fans, we wouldn't have wrestling.
Absolutely. Okay, now let's move on. You were a big fan of golf all through wrestling. I mean, you took the time to play quite a bit. And we had a conversation the other day where you had your handicap down quite low. How did you get introduced to the game, first of all?
When I was in junior high, my dad used to go play golf, and he'd bring me golfing, and we'd hit a little bit of the small courses around Minneapolis, and then when we'd go on vacation up north, at that time there were just small courses, he'd bring me out and we'd play golf, and those same courses now are just gorgeous courses.
Now, it's safe to say, Barry, that you grew up in the Minnesota area. What is the golf like down there, if you were to put it in comparison? I guess with the weather, it's somewhat similar to Ontario here in Canada.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the golf, it's very competitive here, and there's a lot of golfers. I think per capita, there's probably more golf courses than anywhere else in the United States. So the people in Minnesota really take the golf serious.
Barry Darso, formerly of the most popular tag team in the WWF, as far as I'm concerned, Demolition, also played a number of other characters. And if we could go back to wrestling for a bit, there was an opportunity or a time when you played a golfing character in wrestling, did you not?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I had about a year off, and I was talking to Terry Taylor, and he said to me, you know, hey, Barry, what are you doing? I said, I'm playing golf every day. I said, I love life. He says, well, why don't we get you back into wrestling here, and why don't you be a golfer? I said, you're kidding me. So I just bring my clubs on the road, and I'd bring my clubs in the ring, too.
And how did the fans react to that?
Well, they kind of laughed at first until after I started hitting people over the head with the putter. You know?
Barry Darso, our guest on the program, Jody Jenkins, the golf guy. We thank you for locking it in. Barry, tell us a little bit about your game. I mentioned that you had a low handicap at one time. You played to about an 11 now, which is very, very impressive, stating the fact that you don't get to play as much as you'd like. But when you were at that lowest point, what were you doing right? What were some of the aspects you were looking at and trying to improve? And tell us about some of the strengths and weaknesses of your game.
Well, when I was when I got down to about a 7 handicap, I was playing early in the morning. I was at the driving range, and then I'd go play about 9 holes of golf and practice what I did on the driving range. And then about noon, I was back on the, you know, putting, and I'd putt for a couple hours, and I'd set tees up all the way around the hole, and I'd have all the balls set up. I had a pretty nice little deal going. And then I'd practice chipping. And, you know, I spent probably, you know, 4 or 5 hours on the putting range chipping and putting. And that's what really got my game going good. And it wasn't so much going on the course and playing. It was just goofing around at the putting range and chipping range, you know.
Absolutely, and you look at the pros, Vijay Singh, for an example, who won a couple weeks ago on the PGA Tour. There's a guy who spends hours at the range, and most of those professionals, they refine their game. I don't think there's too many players in the pros that just simply show up at the golf course and
right.
step on the first tee and wham
right.
away at it.
Well, you know, I never had problems, you know, driving the ball or, you know, my shots in from 150 yards coming in. I never had problems with it. It was always the less than 100 yards to try to get it in you know, close to the hole so I could putt it in. Those were my two toughest shots because I was always just outside 10 feet when I'd come in. And if I got inside the 10 feet, then I could putt it in. So my hardest thing was trying to get it within that 10 feet from that hole.
The scoring zone, as they call it.
Yeah, and, you know, when I was younger, my eyes were good. And when I was a heck of a putter, and that's when I had the good handicap. And now, you know, 47 years old, you know, it's a little hard to read, and, you know, you got to wear reading glasses and all that. And that's the same on the putting green. You think you're looking at the hole just right, but it's just, it might be just a little bit off, and I can't read the greens like I used to.
Barry D'Arso, our guest on the program, you might remember him from Demolition, one of the most popular tag teams in the World Wrestling Federation, now a real estate agent in Minnesota and doing much more. And Barry, let's talk a little bit about the equipment side of things when it comes to golf. If you're playing frequently, you're obviously up to date on the equipment. What do you keep in your bag, or is this something that's irrelevant to you?
You know, I think I play the same with every clubs, but I play with Ping Zings, and then I have a special driver that was made with, you know, I don't know what the inches of the shaft are, but it's a long shaft on the driver with the big head. And Big Bertha is what I use for my three wood. You know, like I say, the clubs to me don't mean a whole lot because I'm not somebody that's hitting a 320 anyways. You know, when I drive the ball off the tee, it's usually, you know, 270, 280, right in that range.
Which is very respectable.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you know, you look at, you know, Tiger Woods and these guys, you know, they're 290, 300, and, you know, and I weigh 300.
Yeah.
You know, I should be hitting it that far.
John Daly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but I'm 6'4", you know, I don't know how tall he is. He's 6'2", I think, or something, 6 feet. Yeah, it's, you know, the equipment does mean a lot, but the bottom line is you're going to hit the ball straight. So, and if you're going to get 10 more yards out of it, if that's what you need, then you need the $500 drivers. But, you know, I'm consistently with any club, I can hit it out there, you know, 260, 270, 280, so it really doesn't matter to me.
Barry, let's get you to comment on some of your favorite pros to watch. You mentioned Tiger Woods and some of the other guys, or maybe even some of the other ladies you like to watch on the LPGA. What are some of the players you like to watch?
Well, Phil Mickelson, I love Phil Mickelson. When you watch him swing the club, and I'm right-handed, he's left-handed, and I picture myself swinging like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's just got a pretty swing. And when you're, you know, taking golf lessons and you're looking at the screen, and when you're hitting right hand, it looks like you're hitting left handed. That's what I try to, you know, look like, is what Phil Mickelson's like.
Speaking about Phil Mickelson, do you remember last year at the U.S. Open? Were you upset with him the way you played that final hole and basically lost that tournament?
I couldn't believe it. I was so disappointed for him. You know, he should have won the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just screwed up.
And sometimes that happens on the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Barry D'Arso, our guest on the program. Tell us a little bit about some of the courses you played. I know we discussed off-air about you playing in Canada. You can't recall some of the courses, but you've been to some pretty, pretty high-profile places.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, in fact, Jacques Rougeau, I don't know if you know him.
Oh, yeah. He's a famous Canadian.
Yeah, me and him used to bring our clubs on the road, and we'd try to get two or three games in a week if we could. But, you know, we were so, you know, spend so much time at the gym all the time that, you know, we really had to take the time to get out to, you know, get 4 or 5 hours to play. So we used to play in every state. We'd try to pick a different course all the time. And one time I remember me and Anna, we were in Guam. We played this course on the top of a mountain, and it was incredible.
Wow.
I played Shadow Creek, and, you know, I played a lot of private country clubs in Florida and New York, and, you know, sometimes it was hard to get on a lot of the public courses, the really nice ones.
So tell us a little bit about your home course now. Are you a member somewhere in Minnesota?
Yeah, Fox Hollow here is where, you know, where I got a membership. And Edinburgh was a course I play a lot. Rush Creek is a big one that's here. Duncan McMillan, I don't know if you've heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one that owns the course. And but I play in a league every Friday where every other we play a different golf course in the Twin Cities every Friday. and we have about 70 guys that are in our group that we play against, and it's all handicapped. And those are the nicest courses that we play in Minnesota. And that's Rush Creek, Edinburgh, Troy Burn in Wisconsin, Hazeltine. Then we go up north, which is about 90 miles. There's really nice, the Pines and the Preserve. And so we play the nicest courses in Minnesota, which I believe are some of the nicest ones in the country.
Former professional wrestler Barry Darso, also known as the Repo Man at one point, joining us on the program, and he's a fantastic guy and a huge, huge fan of golf. And Barry, quickly before we let you go, what does golf mean to you? Is it about getting out with the friends? Is it about trying to go low?
Well, you know, I right now I think it's a lot of getting out with the friends, but the competition always comes in with yourself. And, you know, I don't know if I'll ever be a 7 handicap again, but, you know, I would... My dream is to do that again. If I had enough time, because I love the game so much that, you know, I have the competition with myself all the time. And every once in a while, I have to just say to myself, you know, I really don't care. I got to just go out and play the game, you know. But I always get caught up in that competition with myself, trying to make that shot, trying to make that putt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to let it go and just have fun doing it.
Well, it's the kind of game, and I can remember the first time I broke 80, and you're so ecstatic, but you're always thinking, I should have shot 76, right?
Like, yeah. Why did I screw up on those three? Why did I put that one shot in the woods?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so. Just a stupid thing. If I would have just laid up, I would have been okay.
Barry Darso, he's a real estate agent in Minnesota now, and Barry, if we need a house, I guess we should call you down there.
You're definitely. In fact, I'm moving up northern Minnesota. I'm going to belong to a real estate company that's called lakehomes.com.
Okay.
And if anybody needs any property on lakes or anything, I'm your guy.
Excellent. You also do some printing stuff, too, as well?
Yeah, I own a company called Added Value Printing. I print on golf balls, hard hats, mugs, pens, all that. And we have a website. You can go out there and look at that. But we print a lot of golf balls, so... kind of fun.
Excellent. Barry Darso, formerly of Demolition of WWF fame, we thank you for joining us on the program. Always a pleasure, and we'd love to have you on again. And
Jody, anytime. Sounds like you got a great show. I love Canada. You know, when you go to Montreal, you know, where Rick Martel's from, Quebec, Montreal, all that area, and he used to bring me around there, and oh, the food, and I probably shouldn't say this since I'm married, but the women are just gorgeous in Canada.
Well, we are guilty of having beautiful ladies.
This is Demolition Smash, and I'm listening to Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, and if you don't listen to him, I'm going to kick your stinking teeth in.
I never thought that I could be so satisfied.
Brent has a hard time with anything that isn't sports.
What's the score? I can't tell... Who's winning?
Brent, it's Shakespeare in the Park. Nobody wins.
You got that right.
That's why Brent likes it at Boston Pizza, because he can relax, watch whatever game, and always get exactly what's going on, unlike some other places.
Offside! Totally offside!
The word is objection, Mr. Hawes.
Right, objection. What'd I say?
Boston Pizza. You're among friends.
Take a listen to this line from MicroAge President Tom Fleming. When you deal with MicroAge, we take all the worry and problems out of your computer systems. Isn't that a relief? I mean, let's be honest. Sometimes dealing with computers can be frustrating work, but not when you put it in the hands of MicroAge. They cover it all, from computer sales to IT consulting, right through to project management. Their approach is to deal with you and meet your exact needs. They want you to succeed, and they will use their energy and talent to make sure you get there. MicroAge has been in business since 1984, specializing in bringing IT solutions to the business community with the best and accredited professionals in the region. MicroAge in Belleville and Kingston. Computer solutions have never been so clear.
Pinnacle Music Studios is Southeastern Ontario's authorized Yamaha piano dealer. We carry the finest crafted instruments from digital pianos to the world-renowned Yamaha grand pianos. So whether you're a concert-level artist needing a large grand piano or a beginner just starting out, we have a Yamaha instrument to meet your needs and your budget. With over a century of piano manufacturing experience and innovation, Yamaha pianos are the premier choice of concert venues, music schools, professional musicians, and music enthusiasts around the world. Play a